insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another of our programs. We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of more of His verses. First, let's hear those verses.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا أولئك ما كان لهم أن يدخلوها إلا خائفين لهم في الدنيا خزي ولهم في الآخرة عذاب عظيم ولله المشرق والمغرب فأينما تولوا فثم وجه الله
We were discussing verse 114, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that in His words, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا Who is a greater oppressor than him who denies access to the mosques of Allah, lest his name be celebrated therein and tries to ruin them? We were discussing this point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very clearly states that, you know, in His wording, that who is a greater oppressor than such a person that keeps people from going to the masajid and keeps His name, God's name, from being mentioned in those masajids. We explained that what is meant by masajid and denying access to the masajid isn't necessarily the physical access. That's not what is meant. When we put the whole verse together, first it says that a person is more oppressive if he denies access to the masajid. Then he says that does not allow people to mention his names. And then at the end it says, سَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا He tries to ruin them. Now, all that put together, it is not about necessarily about the physical ruining. Sometimes that is also the case. By ruining a masjid, which unfortunately the Zionist regime is taking steps to destroy the Muslim mosque there in Jerusalem. But in any case, sometimes it falls under that, but not necessarily. The general concept is keeping people away from the truth, keeping people away from practicing what God's teachings are, from knowing them. This verse and other verses, when we put them together, this is the general understanding we come to. The verse says, such a person is more oppressor than everybody. I want to quote to you another verse that discusses a similar, or talks about the similar issue. And I want to emphasize it. In the previous session, for those who listened, I said that apparently, as the verse says, the verse is saying that a person who denies people access to divine guidance, who keeps people away from that, does not allow them either mentally to get that information or to practice what their teachings are, this person is considered a greater oppressor than even murder and killing. And we express that for us, and we wanted to talk about this, how is that the case? How can we explain that? How do we understand that? The way we understand things, we consider and we see this on the global level, that when there is killing, when there is mass murders, when you have, like for example, the issue of Gaza and women and children getting killed in that way, there's outcries all over the world regarding that. But when we have people diluting the truth and the reality and causing corruption of the minds and not allowing the truth about religions, about God, about His guidance reaching people, we don't see that as clear oppression. Or if we see it as oppression, if we see, for example, the laws in some countries that do not allow Muslim girls, for example, to attend schools with their hijab on, and they deprive them of education because of their hijab, we may, and some people may see that as an oppression, which some people don't, but even those who consider that an oppression, we don't see that as a very, or as a great oppression. We see that very, very minimal compared to murder and killing, and especially the killing of women and children. When we look at this verse, though, it says that who is greater, a greater oppressor than a person that keeps people away from the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to quote another verse in the same surah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that, and then we want to talk about how we, or in what context and how we understand this greater oppression, that it's even greater than murder and killing. In verse 217 of Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الشَّهْرِ الْحَرَامِ قِتَالٍ فِيهِ. They ask you concerning warfare in the holy month. We know one of the commandments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Muslims, and apparently given to previous religions, to Abrahamic religions, is that warfare is not allowed in certain months, in 4 months of the year. One of them is, Dhul-Hajjah. There's other months as well. There are 4 months in total that fighting in them is going to be haram and it's not allowed. So they're asking, what is the issue regarding that? The Holy Prophet is told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that قُلْ قِتَالٌ فِيهِ كَبِيرٌ. Say it is an outrageous thing to fight in it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَصَدٌّ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَكُفْرٌ بِهِ وَالْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَإِخْرَاجُ أَهْلِهِ مِنْهُ أَكْبَرُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. But to keep people away from Allah and to be unfaithful to God and to keep people from the holy mosque and to expel people from it are more outrageous with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then this general statement comes, وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَكْبَرُ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ. And faithlessness, well, in this translation it says faithlessness. However, fitna is not that. Fitna is basically what we were just explaining. Anything that would cause the people to go off the right path. That is fitna. This is وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَكْبَرُ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ. This is graver than killing even. Killing is oppression, there's no question about it. When it is not rightful, and I want to state that, it is not such that any killing whatsoever is oppression. Sometimes there's killing that is not oppression at all. If a person has killed another individual, according to Islam, that person deserves to be killed, if that was done purposely, of course. If he intentionally, knowingly, and willingly killed another individual, they deserve death. So, killing an innocent person, basically, killing an innocent person is an oppression. There's no question about it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that this, keeping people away from God's message and His teachings and practicing that, is even a greater oppression. To understand how that is a greater oppression, and that will help us understand the concept of jihad in Islam, we have to say that the reason why we consider killing a very negative and one of the worst cruelties and oppressions, which I want to emphasize, there's no doubt and no question that it is a very, very cruel act, and it is definitely a clear example of oppression. We're trying to understand how these other things that are not so clearly an oppression to us are actually oppression. One of the reasons why we consider killing really bad oppression is, or a couple of things, but one of them is, we consider this life as the ultimate life of human beings. Basically, we lack faith in the hereafter when we consider killing the ultimate oppression. It is very bad. There's no question about it, as I said and I emphasized a number of times. However, when a person is killed, they go to the hereafter. They have another life. If they were innocent and they were oppressed in this life and they did good, they're going to be going to paradise. Now, we're not allowed to kill people. We're not supposed to. If we do, then we're going to be going to hell. We can't do that. But that individual that was killed, that was oppressed, they're not going to have such a bad life in the hereafter. When we look at it from that perspective, when we bring into picture the issue of the hereafter, and the second point that we neglect is the issue of the spirit of the human being and the soul. We look at the human being from the materialistic perspective. We only consider the materialistic perspective and that type of oppression as oppression because we only see the body. That we see as an oppression. But when it deals with the soul, with the spirit, we don't see that as oppression. Whereas actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and if we pay close attention ourselves, which Muslim philosophers have, we realize that the main component of what makes a human being is the soul and the spirit, not the body. So, when we bring into picture the spirit and the soul, what destroys the spirit, which is the main component of the human being, is much more oppression compared to something that destroys the physical body that will be actually replaced in the hereafter. When a person is kept from the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their soul is destroyed and deprived. It's like, you know, when we want to translate that to a physical example, it's like someone that's got this lethal health problem and they require medication and you deprive them of that medication and you just watch them die. That's what depriving people from the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like. So which one would be to you more oppression? Something that would destroy the body of the human being that's actually going to be replaced, or something that's going to destroy the spirit? And if that spirit is destroyed, not only will they have problems in this life, but also there's going to be eternal problems. So I think with that, if we try to understand that properly, we get a better understanding, a better grasp on that, we realize why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that this type of oppression is much worse than even killing. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the deep understanding that we need in these issues so we can move closer to Him and reach His proximity. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك.